Okay, let's begin Shabbos Yerushalmi Dav Mem Tes, the last couple of lines of the sixth parak of Masechta Shabbos, and we begin the seventh. We're talking here at the Mem Ches Mabeis all about issues of nichush and allowed and not allowed ways of looking into the future, so to speak, or viewing certain events. And we spoke yesterday about the Sefer HaChinuch and the other activities that are not allowed, and we saw a couple of stories. The amazing story of Rabbi Lazar says, "Let me see what's going on here. I know this is something coming from Hashem, and let's see." And we spoke about on a base here the ideas of relating to whether one has appropriate bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bitachon in others, are you allowed to be choshesh, right? This ger that got into danger, but he was saved. And then the Gemara starts darshaning the pasuk, Parshas Balak, lo nachash b'Yaakov, that lo nachash, and then we have a couple of other drushas based on ke'esi, amal Yaakov, l'yishom ha'pa'al kel. So let's do that last one again, and then we will continue with the other drushas based on the pasuk. Amar v'acha bar ze'ira called mish'eino menachesh in the middle of Mem Ches Mabeis, someone who does not violate nichush, his circle is going to be even closer than within than the malachim. My taima, kesi amer liyakov, liyishom apal kal. Even the malachim are going to say, you know, what's going on? People are so close. There are numerous chazals that people are an even higher level than malachim, as we'll see soon. Amar b'chinin b'reid Rabbi Yavo, kibachati yamav shalom haya osa rasha omid. When Bilam said this, it was in half the time period of the world. That's what we said yesterday. The Rambam and Yeres Taman and others say maybe this was potential the midpoint. The time passed that Mashiach could have come, but there are a number of Chazal like that. The Gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin in the days of Chizkiyahu, had Chizkiyahu sung Shira, then the Mashiach could have come. And there are other calculations that others make, but the Gemara does say Tipach Rushan Shelchosh Vekitzim. Machash v'kitzin, that we shouldn't spend our time trying to figure out when Mashiach's going to come, when it's not going to come, because many have tried to figure it out, and they came up with dates, and it didn't come. It does not lead to any type of Avodas Hashem, positive, and therefore, maybe there are many times that it could come, but we just do our best and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My taima, crazy, Emel Yaakov, Yisrael, Mapo'al, Kel. Good. There is, relating to the whole discussion, I didn't get to read it yesterday, to Mazel. As we spoke about looking into the stars and relating that to our control. So the Me'iri on that Gemara. This is discussed, as I mentioned, Kufnun Vav, the end of Masechta Shabbos, where the Gemara says, Ein Mazel Yisrael, even if there are mazalos for others. The Ramban in Parshas Achrimos, which says, Ein Mazel Lebnei Eretz Yisrael, that even if there might be mazel to other areas, all other areas and nations of the world, but the Jews in Eretz Yisrael have no mazel. They're directly under HaKadosh Baruch Hu's jurisdiction. Rather, there are no intermediaries there. Says the Me'iri, Mipinos hadas u'miyisodos ha'emuna. It is one of the tenets of our faith, says the Me'iri. La'ha'amin, shehabachira biyad ha'adam, b'chol pu'ulosav, la'asos kirtzon ish va'ish. We believe in b'chira chavshus. It's one of the tenets. V'im noda miderech ha'chachma, shemima'areches ha'kochavim ba'u. And if you know that there's something in the stars, and like the Gemara says, he quotes, "Shanolad ben Mahadim, if you're born under the Mars, lo so yilafi tivo shofer damim." Right? You might be a murderer, you might be a moel. Ad shemi valid ben melech bosasha yishvdu Allah mitzad mishpat akochav. V'cholur it continues. Mikol makom. Even though you look into the star, it says the Me'iri, you should know. Yesh lahamin shekol ze lo yimana habechira mimenu. All of what you see in the stars and the Jose Kochavim do not prevent Bechira. V'yikra bazeh muchrach, and you're not called forced and robotic. Rak chote b'bechira v'ratzon. But if you violate, and if a person's a sinner, it's their own fault. Mebnei shehashem nasan biyado bechira lahachriach teva tolato v'gidri adas yeshivu. I'm sorry, teva tolato. Hashem gives you the power to overcome certain natural tendencies. We all have our own personality traits. That's true. Type A, type B. We all have different personalities, and that can't change. Can't really change the type of personality we are, but channeling what we do with that personality that is fully in our rishus. So maybe the stars are going, oh, based on your natural personality, this might go in this direction. But a person has the power to overcome that, says the Meiri. Right, like we saw yesterday, a person, these two people were supposed to die that day, and yet, because they did the Maisa Chesed, so it changed. And it didn't happen. V'gidri adas yeshivu mi tiv'o limshol ba'atzmo levilti leches achrei ikvus tolato. You have the power. V'yuchal livchor ba'atzmo derech acheres bezulas teva tolato b'mat. Again, he's not saying that you could change your inherent personality, but you're not supposed to. You're supposed to take that personality and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with that. B'ma'at amel v'ishtavus. And that's what he says. V'kavanas ha-Torah be'echen mi'chalkeha soveves al inyin zeh. If he is a miser naturally, naturally you close your heart and you don't want to share your money. The kofet says yado. The mitzvah of staka will accustom you and channel and educate yourself in order to make yourself not kili. A person is a big baltaiva. V'yachar eina b'dvarim ha-magunim. Hine gidri adas yigdiru b'dracha b'isura y'arayis. V'mini yaschev ha-shar hu-umos. So the laws of arayis will train a person. V'chein, that's like the Sefer Chinuch, achrei pulos imshachas alavavos. V'chein tzorach lahamin, shaha tfilos, v'ha zechuyos, v'ha tzedakos, yeshno ha-nigzer alav lafi ma-halchas ha-kochavim l'tov, gam mi-maves l'chayim. These have the power, and this is a refrigerator me'iri. Got to put it up. Everything's in our power, right? You could change maves l'chaim with staka, with tefillah. Mi yagon l'simcha, me'eva l'yantiv, ubo besug yizu dvarim yoru al zos ha'emuna. V'amru dera klau, ein mazal Yisrael. V'rotza b'shem Shmuel, hagador, b'derki adas, v'al tabit l'mayim harhomo, yesh mazal Yisrael, v'chulu. And he continues. And he says, okay, that's the Me'iri. Very important Me'iri. More related to yesterday's daf, but we at least got it now. Says the Gemara continuing, Amar Yirmiya ben Elazar, Asida Basko Lios Mofotzetes Balei Tzadikim. There will be a Basko that jumps out of the tents of the Tzadikim. Yomeres, Kol Mi Shepal Imkel Yomo Vito Scharo. Whoever worked with God and for God will come and get their just reward. Right? We have a Chazal like that at the beginning of Avodah Zarah, where also we're going to say that, and all the Asians of the world are going to say, well, we did it too. And the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Beis Daf Gimel, talks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response. Reb Rechia B'Shem Rabbi Abba Barkana, Asra Kadosh Baruch Hu Lasos Bechitzasot Shal Tzadikim Lefnimi Mechazot Shal Malachi Asharis. The circle of Tzadikim are going to be closer in than the Mechitza of the Malachim. O Malachi Asharis Shoalino son, Rashi quotes this in Balak. The angels are going to ask, V'omerlen Ma Pa'al Kel. What's Hashem doing? Ma Hora Lachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is Hashem teaching you? What is that teaching you? Am Rabbi Levi, Bar Chiyusa, V'lo Kfar Asa Kein Balam Azeh. Even in Olam Hazeh, it was reflected that we're greater than Malachim. Where? From the story in Sefer Daniel. Hadu Dechsiv. Remember the story when Nebuchadnezzar threw Hananim Shav Azariah into the fiery furnace. Again, Sefer Daniel is an underrated Sefer. I mentioned, the last couple of Prakam are very hard to understand, but the first 8 or 9 are very exciting. Very exciting, with idols and throwing into the lion's den and thrown into the fiery furnace. Okay, some of the Prakam are in Aramaic. But this is one of the stories. So they threw them in, and Nebuchadnezzar sees them in the fiery furnace walking around in, and they're not even singed. Their clothing is not even singed. So ane, in Daniel, sa ane Nebuchadnezzar, doesn't say the word Nebuchadnezzar in the pasuk, but we add that in. Basically, he says, va'amar, ha'ana chazi guvrin arba, I see 4. I only threw in 3. I see 4. Sharyin, Malhalchin bego nura. I see 4 figures walking in the fire. The chaval lo isi bahon, and they're not getting hurt. They're not getting hurt. So, and the continuation of the pasuk says, v'rava di revi'a dama labar Elohim. The 4th one looks like an angel. That's the end of the pasuk. But now the Gemara says, umata malomar v'chaval lo isi bahon. What does it mean? This is just parenthetically. What does it mean? There's no wound on them. They, Chadmashav Azariah, were servants of Nebuchadnezzar, and he, as he did to his other servants, he castrated them. They were serisim. So when he looks inside, somehow he realizes they have been healed. Right? That's what it means. There's no chavala. There's no wound on them at all. But now the pasuk continues. It doesn't say that the appearance of the first one looks like an angel. Ela v'ravya di revi'ah, right? The fourth one. Heinayu mechapsh in the front of his ark. So the fourth one looked like an angel. I mean, the fourth one was Gabriel. The first three, who was walking before Gabriel? Hanani and Mishael Azariah. So even in this world, you see that people can walk in front of angels. And it was the Hanani and Mishael Azariah that was cooling off the fire in front of Gabriel Hamalach. Gabriel Hamalach. But that's the halach here. How did the Nebuchadnezzar know what an angel looks like? That's a good kasha. Right? He says, oh, it looks like an angel. Has he seen angels? Right? Not so common, but I guess we could, whatever an angel looked like to him, that's what it looked like. Continue. The Gemara, the last line, he says, it looks like an angel. But the language that Nebuchadnezzar used was, Dami Labar Elohim. It looks like, how would you translate that? The Son of God. Bar Elohim. Amar, we change this girsa to Reb Ruvain. That's the parallel. Amar Reb Ruvain. Ba'osa Shah Yared Malach, at that moment, a Malach came down, Vesitra Lahu Rishia, Alpiv, and gave Nebuchadnezzar a smack. V'yamar Leh, Takan Milech, fix what you said. Fix what you said. Bar is late. Does God have a son? Right? Does God have a son? God doesn't have a son. And therefore, fix what you said. So Chazar v'mar. So in the next section, later on in the conversation, he says, Baruch Elokehon, blessed is the God, di Shadrach Meshach, right, of Shadrach and Meshach. Those are his nicknames. V'Avnego. Those are the nicknames that he had, the Babylonian names of Hanani, Mishael v'Azariah. Continuing the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Dishalach Malacha. So the Gemara says, Dishalach Brei Les Ksivkani. It doesn't say the son of God. El Dishalach Malacha. It just says angel. V'Shezev Lavdoi Dis Hisrachat Chitzu Aloi. And they saved the servants that relied on him. So you see that Nebuchadnezzar changed his way. Right? So it doesn't say bar, he didn't say, like he said, bar Elohim, right, that's the son of God. So there's a lot to say about this. First, if you look in the back, the Yefei Mare, one of the commentaries in the back, says, you find in Parsha Shmos, Perek Dalet, Bini Bechori Yisrael. So we're the sons of God, right? So what's so bad about Nebuchadnezzar? They're okay, it says in Shmos, Bini Bechori Yisrael, Banim Atem Lashem Elokeichem. Right, so lokasha, loka, not a problem. Demamar banim efshar derechiba v'dimyon mat. So first of all, banim atem l'shem lokechem. That's just like a language of endearment, a language of love. V'yefshar liyoth nimshach mimenu kimo sha'ben nimshach me'av ulefi. But now he says here he says he's sowed. Nobody's gonna think in their right mind that a physical human being comes from God. Obviously, that is a bore and a nivra. But an angel, which is not physical, an angel is a spiritual being. There's a havamina that, oh, it's all spiritual. Maybe there's some natural extension of God by angels. That's why dafka there. You can't talk about angels being sons of God. People being sons of God, nobody in their right mind would think that, would realize that. Ulafisha ben mitzias abriya hayutoim tsas v'choshvim sham mitzias nimshach me'ito yizbarach. There are those that think that there's some natural extension of Hashem. Kehemshech ha'or min Hashemesh, like light from the sun. V'zeh haya efshar sheyitzuyar ba'olam haruchani shemizdamek tsas elav yizbarach. V'yesh yachas bein ma bein ha'ela v'ha'alul siba u'misovev amnam ba'olam atachto nimna. In this world, it's not. Lefisha dvarim hanimshachim zeh mizeh bechiyuv tzorach lios b'idem hidamus kemo shekasev bal derech emuna ubeshein shum yachas v'dimyon l'chamri emaruchani. The physical and the spiritual world, there's no, it can't be. Lefchein kesham nevuchanetzar be'alohi levishu malach v'efshal letaos ma'amar zeh lo mar shema shama benu nimshach miyachiyuv. So they have to be metakim my dvarav. B'Yisrael sheheim mur kavim miguf v'nefesh. It's efshal letaos. And therefore, that's what he says. A very important yisod, the Yefei Mara. If you look in the Otzer HaTfilas was one of the first classical, right, svarim that came out on Siddur. Now, Baruch Hashem, there are hundreds of Siddurim on Tfilah. But in the Otzer HaTfilas, the classic with the Eitz Yosef and Eim Tfilah, so on the bottom of Berich Shemei, what do we say in Berich Shemei? Right, be'an arachitz. Right, we rely on Hakadosh Baruch Hu. We don't rely. Right, rachitzna means to rely on, like we just had here in the second to last word of the parak. His rachitzu. So what do we say? Lo alenesh rachitzna. We don't rely on any people. The lo al bar Elohim samichna. Well, we usually don't focus on Baruch Shmei, what we're saying, right? But we don't rely on any Bar Elohens. Ela be'alaka d'shmaya. We rely on Hashem in heaven. Dehu alaka k'shot. He's true. Baraisa k'shot. The Torah is true. Nevioi k'shot. So what do we say here? We don't rely on people. We don't rely on Bar Elohens. We're not allowed to say Bar Elohens. The Gemara says. What are we doing here? Says on the bottom in the Iyun Tefillah. V'lo amalach ani somech b'tefillasi. Avo b'shaber Rabbi Yochanan. Lo'ol miyavakish. First he asked the other question. Even though it says in Sanhedrin, not memdalan in the Bavli. A person, sheyivakish adam rachamim, sheyakom ma'amtanis kocho. Ask for all the help that you could get in your davening. And Rashi there says, sheyisayuhu malachay asharis lavakish rachamim. We've discussed that Rashi in the context of slichus and malachay rachamim, machrisay rachamim. So he asked it the other way. What do you mean? We do ask malachim for help. It's not asking that this is, here we're saying, we're not asking him for help directly. In Machlisei Rachamim or that Gemara, we're saying, we know that they don't have any power inherently. We say, put in a good word for me, please. Right? We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one in charge, but it's connections. Connections. But here, we're saying we don't rely on him as the source of power. Umalach Nikra Bar Elohin, as it says in Daniel. That's all it says. He's not focusing on the Gemara here that says it's inappropriate to say Bar Elohim. If you look, I saw in the back in the Shavive Or. Also one of the Achronim in the back of our big fat Yerushalmi, the last Yeshive Or, he says, Lufisha Ha'amim Akadmonim Ovdei Elilim He'eminu Bahavalam Ke'elu, because there are some religions that believe in sons of God, Ki Yadua B'Sifrei Hamitologia ha'elulit, lachein lokasha ala nusach bruch shemei, shomrim botsa sefer Torah shumi zorah kodosh. Oh, so he says, maybe dafka by zorah kodosh, we're being lahachis, or like going against. We don't have any bar lines in our theology. Right? We don't rely on any bar lines like you say, but it's like lashitascha, according to your view. I once heard that maybe this is also a deeper idea. We know the beginning of Moshe Rabbeinu, right? What does it say? A Ben Levi took a Bas Levi and had a baby, and right, there's no name mentioned, right? So why does it say? And Amram took Yocheved and had a baby name, right? No name. So some said that there's no name mentioned in Sefer Shmos before Moshe. He's the one. Sefer Gaul, he's the one. That's another reason why Shifra and Puah, they're not really mentioned their names, right? They're just covered up, right? Only first name. But another idea I heard was that we're emphasizing that Moshe is born from parents, right? The greatest leader that we ever had is born from parents, right? A Ben Levi and a Bas Levi, human. He made himself godly, but there was nothing godly about him. Yeah, okay, the basket had light in it, but that was all about potential, all that potential. And that's, he's all physical. And that's why we even call the Hebrew word for Christians are notzrim. They were notzar. They were created, right? They weren't, born like everybody else. Okay. We continue. Hadron alach parapaba isha, anara bosai, klagadol. Klagadol amr b'shabbos. So there are a couple of major principles that are said about Shabbos. Kol shochech ikar Shabbos. If anyone forgets the whole ikar of Shabbos, what does that mean? They forgot that there's a concept called Shabbos. We'll see. Does this mean they never knew? Or they knew and they forgot? Or maybe the Gemara even talks about, what if they knew that there's something called Shabbos, but they, nothing of the halachas? Right? The Gemara talks about, like, so what do they know? What's Shabbos without halacha? So, but at least here, you forget that there's a concept called Shabbos, or you never knew. What if I do many malachas, many shabbosos, it's just on, I don't know, so you're chayv one carbon. Right, you're chayv a carbon chatos for every time I violate Shabbos b'shogeg. But there's different ways, there's different mistakes that I can make. So if my mistake is that I don't know Shabbos at all, it's one mistake, I don't know Shabbos. And therefore, you're only chayv one carbon. Hayodeh ikar Shabbos, case number two. Hayodeh ikar Shabbos, fazam malachas abish shabbosos arbe. I know about Shabbos. I just got mixed up with the calendar. I thought Monday was Shabbos. And for weeks, I got mixed up with the calendar. Right? Maybe I'm on a desert island. We'll talk about that. Right? And I got mixed up. So then, chayav kol Shabbos for Shabbos. Then you're chayav on each and every Shabbos. Right? Even though you didn't know in the interim of your mistake. And usually that's called yediyas machalkos. A yediya in between is machalik between the helams, the forgetfulness, and therefore you should be chayv too. It doesn't matter. If this our mission is holding separate Shabbosos, is considered yediyas machalkos. This is a big discussion in the Rishonim, there at the beginning of Kol Gadol, that Samach Zayin Amabez in the Bavli. Rashi says, because it's impossible that you didn't find out in between. Rashi really mean that? Impossible? Rachmana Litzlan, what if somebody is taken hostage, right? And they have no idea about the calendar, right? It's impossible, but that's what Rashi says. Rashi says on Samach Zayin Amabez, Rechayev for each Shabbos. Afo Pisha Lo Noda Lo Bein Tayim. Helam Echadu, even though, I'm reading Rashi, there is Samach Zayin, even though you don't know, it's one Helam, it's one forgetting. Amrinan Yavim Shebeitayim Haivi Yediya Lachalik. Right, the days in between are considered a yediya. She'i efshar shaloshama beitayim shows why yamavi Shabbos. It's impossible. Ela shalom iskarlo bimalacha shenasebo. You don't remember that you did malacha last Shabbos. Tosfos, the Rashba says, I don't know. Maybe you didn't know. Maybe does Rashi really mean that? So the Rishonim all say no. Even if you, it's not ki'ilu, you have to have found out. Just per se, every Shabbos is his own world. Every Shabbos is his own world, yediyas machalkos. That means it's ki'ilu you had yediya. Okay, that's case number two. So, okay, case number one, you have no idea about Shabbos. That's one mistake. So that's chayev one karban. If I know about Shabbos, I just got mixed up with the days. So then I'm chayev for each Shabbos. For each Shabbos. Case number three. Hayodea shehu Shabbos. V'asa malach adam yishbos asarbe. I know it's Shabbos, but I didn't know that there's something called borer, or tochein, or malabein. I didn't know about these malachas. And I did many malachas. B'shabbos asarbe. Chayev akom malacha malacha. Then you chayev for each malacha. Because the mistake is about the malacha, right? Not about the each one. Is the mistake about Shabbos? Is the mistake about the day of the week? Is the mistake about the malacha? Those are the three cases. And then, ha'osem, malachos harbe, me'ein, malacha achas, edu chayev lachatas achas. The last line of the Mishnah tells us a different yesod, and that is, if I do many malachas on Shabbos, me'ein, malacha achas, within one, you're only chayev one. And this gets us into the topic of avos and toldos, which we really haven't discussed so much yet. Here, you know, if you open up a Baba Kama in the Bavli, the first page talks about Avos and Toldos. But the first page of the Bavli of Masechet Shabbos does not. But here, we're going to get into it, because what does this mean? If I do many malachas of the same malacha, the same category, so then I'm only going to be chayev one. If I do an Av malacha and it's Tolda, I'm only chayev one. Only chayev one. Eino chayev elachatas achas. Eino chayev elachatas achas, that is the last line. If you look in the Karbana Eda, the last Karbana Eda on the Mishnah, Hosa Malachas Harbe, Main Malacha Achas, Dahare Huka Ose, Vachoser Vose, Balamechad. It's like you did three Tochains. You did three Tochains, you grind illegally three times in a row, so that's one Maveira. So if you do an Amina Tolda also, if I plant a seed and I water a plant, right? I did the same Malacha of Zoreya, the Amina Tolda. So that's one, that's Zoreya. Vein Chilak Katas, Balamechad, Ela Begufo, Gufa Yaveira, Shein and Domin. And the only time that there's a chilek between the karbanos chatas is when there's a chilek in the averis that are not similar. O bechilek shabbosos, when you should get Shabbos. Right? So there has to be some chilek between the malachas. Fine. So now we go. Klal gadol, that's the first we're going to talk about the first phrase. Klal gadol amru b'shabbos. V'chulu. Mao klal gadol. There's a big klal. That means there's a small klal. So what is this big klal contrasting to? Which small klal? So we're about to go through three times in Shas, Mishnayos, where it says, big klal, which small klal is being contrasted? And each one contrasts to another one. So klal gadol b'shabbos. Ma'o klal gadol, what's the klal gadol here? Excluding, Amar Reb Yossi bar Bun, shu gadol michlal shvius. As compared to Shemitah. By Shemitah, there's a klal gadol mentioned by Shemitah, but this klal gadol is bigger than that one. Bigger than that one. Why? More inclusive. More inclusive. Shashabbos chala al hakol. Shabbos is chal on every area of life, there could be malacha. V'shvias ein achala el al avodas haaretz bilvad. And shvias is only chal, only isuri of shvias, shvita is on avodas hakarka, right? Only on the ground. The gra on here on the Mishnayos, the Shos Eliyahu says, why would I think shmita? That's the first thing that comes to mind comparing to Shabbos. The answer is yeah, because shmita is called Shabbos. Shmita is called Shabbos. So that's why this Shabbos is bigger than this Shabbos, right? This one applies to all. I saw one of them, a freshman in the back. Why don't we say that Shabbos applies everywhere in the world and Shemitah only applies in Eretz Yisrael? Maybe that's what the Gemara is also including. Bak hakol, chal al hakol, chal on everything, everywhere. Maybe that's another understanding that's also included. Well, Shemitah is only on Avodas Haaretz Yisrael bilvad. So it could be that it's also part of what the Gemara here is alluding to, not just conceptually where the malachas are, every on the man or on the ground, but even on Chutz La'aretz also, or on Eretz Yisrael. Fine, that's next. So Taman Taninan. So next, we learned in the Mishnah in Shemitah, Klal Gadol Amru B'Shvi'is. Right? There's a line, Klal Gadol by Shemitah. So what's that comparing to? Ma'al Klal Gadol, what's the Klal Gadol there? Amru Rabbi Yossi B'Rabbi Bun, Shu Gadol Michlal Maisris. Bigger than the Klal Gadol said by Maisris. Because by Maisris, it says, Maisris apply to, right? Kol Shu Ochel V'Shamur. Right? So what's the Shashvi'is? Chala Bein Al-Ochli Adam, Bein Al-Ochli Behema. Shemitah applies to all food items, even food that's good for only animal fodder. That also has Kedusha Shvius, as we learned back in Masechta Shvius. Maisris is only by food that's edible to people. That is the Mishnah at the beginning of Maisris, right? That's the Klal Gadol. First Mishnah in Maisris says, Klal Amr B'Maisris, Kol Shu Ochal B'Nishra B'Gidul B'Naretz, Chai B'Maisris. Right, three requirements for Maisris. Food, guarded, not hefker, and gidula min aretz. That's a growth in the ground, not mushrooms, and the like. So that is the number three. So that's Shabbos and Shemitah as compared to Maiser. And then we have Tani Bar Kapara. Tani Bar Kapara in his Tosefta, because in our Mishnah, Klal Amru B'Maisris. Doesn't say Klal Gadol. Doesn't say Klal Gadol in our Mishnayis by Maisris. But Tani Bar Kapara, Klal Gadol Amru B'Maisris. Mal Klal Gadol. So he had a Klal Gadol even by Maisris. So what does that compare to? Amru B'Yosi B'Rebi Bun, Shu Gadol Michlal Peya. So that's going, Gadol compared to Peya. Because what does the first Mishnah of Peya say? Mishnah Peya describes what's Chayv in Peya. First Mishnah in Peya says, what's Chayv in Peya? Kol Shehu, Klal, one more page, says the Mishnah in Peya. Klal, well, first Mishnah Peya is Eil Dvar. But it says, Klal Amru B'Peya, the five requirements for Peya. Klal, for Mishnah Dalet. Klal Amru B'Peya. Klal, so no Klal Gadol. So Maisris has one in the Tosefta. So what's, why, how is Maisris greater than Peya? Because Maisris, again, only has three requirements and Peya has five. Sha Maisris Chalim, Bein Al Devar Shemachris Lakiyim, Bein Al Devar Shemachris Lakiyim. Maisris applies even the first, on something that does not last long. Ein machnisu lakiyim. Upeya, if you look in that Mishnah, Aleph Dalid, Eino Chala Ela Al Dover Shemachnisu lakiyim. Only on things that are, you take and you're able to, it lasts even after it is detached. There's a lot to talk about regarding Peya and Maisris and all of these, but we did a lot of that in Zrayim, and right now we don't have time. Continuing. V'istaboy Meimar, but there are others that say another pshat of why it says Klal Gadol here by Shabbos. Ma'al Gadol, not compared to Shemitah, but Mikan Sheish Lamata Mimenu, even within it, there is, right, Yesh Klal Lamata Mimenu. There's another Klal, even within Shabbos, that is less, so to speak, and less complex. And that's what we're going to have later on Daf Samach Dalid Amid Beis, here in the Yerushalmi, Va'od Klal Acher Amru, is a halacha about Hotzah. So maybe even within Hilcha Shabbos, there's a Klal that it is compared to, period. Okay, let's get back to the three cases of the Mishnah. Anan Tanina. So we learned in the first case. Kol HaShochech Iker Shabbos. Right? If you don't know anything about Shabbos, then how many Averis is it? How many Karbanos Chatos? One. But there's two ways, there's two versions of what the Nusach was in the Mishnah. Tani de Beis Rebbe, Kol Sheni Yodei Iker Shabbos. Beis Rebbe had the Girsa as not you forgot, but you never knew. So that's the difference. You forgot. Our Mishnah says HaShochech. That means that you knew and you forgot. The base Rebbe had the Mishnah, Kol Sheni Yodei Iker Shabbos, he never knew. Rabbi Lezer, Kamasti, Son Rabbi Lezer had the Gersa like our Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan had the Tani base Rebbe, and Rabbi Yochanan had the other Gersa. So let's talk about each of these formulations. Ha, Rabbi Lezer, Ha, Mar, Kol Sheni Yodei Iker Shabbos. Rabbi Lezer says that our Mishnah says, if you forget, meaning you knew about Shabbos, but you totally forgot, you have no idea about Shabbos anymore. So that's what the Mishnah says. You knew. But maybe we could be medayik. If you knew and you forgot, that's called a shogeg, and that's where you can be chayv karban chatas. Ha'imeni yodea kol iker putter. There's a dea here that if you never knew about Shabbos at all, ever, you're omer mutter, you never heard of it, so then putter, that's called an ones. And maybe you're not even chayv a karban. So this is one line, this is one dea right here. Maybe if the Mishnah Dafka says ha'shocheach, Only if you're shech, you're chai v'chatas. But if you never knew at all, that's ones. And therefore, you'll be pater from any carbon. So maybe you can make that diyuk. But if you had the other diyuk, min ma deraf tani masnisan, upatala, ezo sheni odeik or Shabbos, but if you have the girsa that you, if you never knew, you're going to be chai v'karba, then katan shesha bin angoyim, hada arma, hiyada, hiyada. Then obviously, if you never knew, so then, you know, it's all going to be the same. Whether you never knew or you forgot, you're going to be chai v'karba. So the Gemara, though, had that one line suggestion that maybe, according to one view, you could say that if you never knew, you're not chayav anything. But now, maybe it can be medayik the other way. Ha'amar, Rabbi Yochanan, kol sheini yodei ikar Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan had the gerus in the Mishnah of, if you never knew, you're chayav one chatas. Maybe the other diyak. Ha, take out the word eino. Ha yodea v'shachach chayav. Maybe the diyak could be the opposite. If you never knew, you're chayav one chatas. But if you knew and you forgot, maybe you should be chayav for every single Shabbos. Like the second case of the Mishnah. Maybe we should make that diyuk. So Gemara says, no, you can't make that diyuk. Min ma demar Rebbe Shmuel Rebbe Yavo b'shem Rebbe Yosef ben Chanina. Since Rebbe Shmuel said in the name of Ezra Chanina, kol ad hilchasa, our Mishnah is assuming like Rebbe Eliezer. Which Rebbe Eliezer? No idea. It's a Mishnah in Croesus. The Mishnah in Croesus tells us, how do you know that you look at every Shabbos separately? You learn it, Rabbi Eliezer says in that Mishnah, you learn it from Nida. If a person, Rachman al-Atlan, was with five different women who were Nidas, by accident, Peshogeg, five Chatos. And the Rabbi Eliezer says, just like five different bodies, even though it's the same Avera, five bodies, right, Chilik Gufim, Gufin Muchlakin as it's called. So too, Shabbosos Muchlakin. Right, so our Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina says that our Mishnah is following Rabbi Eliezer. Right, that says just like separate Nida bodies, so too Shabbos, so too separate Shabbosos, and the source is Nida. Baram Karabanan, the Gemara just adds Baram Karabanan, the Rabbanan in that Mishnah, which are Rabbi Akiva, he argues and he says no, five Nidas, who says they're five Averis? Eino chayav ala achas. But according to this version, that Rabbi Eliezer is the basis for our Mishnah that holds different Nidas mean different Shabbosos. Then, hada amra, he hada. There shouldn't be a difference, between whether you never knew or you knew and you forgot. There shouldn't be a difference in those cases. According to that svara of every need is different, so every Shabbos is different, but here, it's not that every Shabbos is different. You forgot once, or you never knew. So, the Gemara implies, and the Karban Eda explains this, that if you argue on Rebbe Eliezer's source, that it's not that Nida is the source for Chilik Shabbosos. But the Gemara in the Bavli has a different source, because there's one pasuk that seems like by Melech HaShabbos Yibichai of one, and one source that seems Yibichai of many. So that maybe can be explained that one pasuk is if you forgot totally, and one pasuk is you never knew. But if the source is Nida, the Gemara is assuming that different Nidas, different Shabbosos. But if it's you never knew, or even if you knew and you forgot, then it's still one mistake, and therefore you should only be chayiv one. So the Gemara rejects that possibility on the diyak of Rabbi Yochanan. And the Gemara just adds one more line. Bon kumi b'reid Rabbi Yasa, at ma shamat min avuch mid Rabbi Yossi. They ask from the son of Rabbi Yasa, knew, what is your, what version did you hear from your father? Amar Rabbi Yochanan. I heard like Rabbi Yochanan. Amar alone. Right, Rabbi Yochanan, like Rabbi Yochanan, which is the version of Tana de Beis Rabbi. Rabbi Chizki, Elo Amar Kane. Rabbi Chizki didn't say that. Ella, Rabbi Simon Bar Zavda, Havi Pashan in Bray, Rabbi Yosa. V'shama Minei Hadak Rabbi Eliezer. And he heard like the other version, like Rabbi Eliezer's version. Okay, we'll have to stop there. Hashem, we are into Kol Gadol, Be'el Hashem. Next time we talk about what happens, you're on a desert island, what do you do about Shabbos? Be'el Hashem, we'll talk about that next time.